This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat ended the week at 517. That was down 6 3/4. September wheat ended at 521.5, down 7 3/4. December wheat ended at 533. That was down a dime. July corn yesterday ended the week at 360.5, down 3. September corn ended at 367.5, down 2 3/4. December corn ended at 378. That was down 3. July soybeans yesterday ended the week at 937.75, down 8 3/4. August beans ended at 924.5, down 10 1/4. September beans ended at 916, and that was down 9 3/4. July soybean meal yesterday ended the week at 304.90, down 8. August meal, 297.90. That was down 17. September meal, 294.90, down 20. July soybean oil yesterday ended the week at 34.78, up 1/4. August oil ended at 34.79, up 27. And September oil ended at 34.82. That was up 28. July oats yesterday ended the week at 258.75. That was up 4 3/4. September oats ended at 264.25, up 4.5. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a cash grain recap.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Friday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 3 to 5 cents at 335 to 353. Soybean bids were 8 cents lower on Friday at 913 to 933. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 5 lower at 336 to 359. Soybean bids were down 11 to 12 cents at 924 to 947. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 4 cents at 340 to 366, soybean bids 9 cents lower at 932 to 951, and wheat bids fell 8 to 9 at 473 up to 505. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 9 cents lower at 963 to 978, basis steady, ranging from 25 to 40 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $316.90 to $329.90 per ton. That was 80 cents per ton lower, with basis steady ranging from 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 3 cents lower at $361 to $374. Basis steady ranged from option to 13 over July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 3 lower at 360 to 362, with basis steady to 1 cent higher at 1 under to 1 over July. Soybeans ended down 8 to 9 cents at 952 to 957, with basis steady to 1 cent higher at 14 to 19 over July. And new crop wheat prices on Friday 5 to 6 cents lower at 495 to 497, with basis up 1 to 2 cents at 22 under to 20 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 3 lower at 380 to 381. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 8 to 9 cents with quotations at 977 to 978. Soft wheat down 11 cents at 518 to 519 and Milo ended 3 cents lower at 411 to 427. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in that area. New crop corn bids range from 338 up to 353. New crop soybean bids range from 858 to 885. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 342 to 351. New crop soybean bids at 879 to 894. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 338 up to 355. New crop soybean bids at 871 to 891. And wheat bids for June, July delivery in southern Illinois, they ranged from 473 up to 505. That concludes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade. June hogs ended the week at 81.67, down 52. July hogs ended at 81.12, up 52. And August hogs ended at 80.82, up $1.20. June cattle on Friday ended the week at 152.82, down 40. August cattle 150.57 down 87, and October cattle ended at 152.37 down 62. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the week at 221.90 down 67. September feeders 220.50 down 55. October feeders ended at 219.10 down 47. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 5th's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 4 cents lower in the range of $68 to $80 with a weighted average carcass price of $78.56. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 22 to 27, 4 to 5 weights 26 to 31, 5 to 6 weights 30 to 33, and 6 weights and up 32 to 35. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $52 to $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 8,347 head. And now for the recap from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 267 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $2 to $3 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded a dollar lower. And slaughter cows, slaughter bulls, and feeder cattle were not reported. Starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 154.25 to 157. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 141.50 to 147. And choice slaughter heifers 153 to 156.50. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 154 to 157, and on a dress basis 246 to 254. Heifers on a live basis traded at 155 to 157, and on a dress basis, 246. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 249 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $85.56, and that was $1.30 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $244.65, that was $3.83 lower, with select carcasses at $237.57, that was $2.94 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 101,000. That compared to 115,000 last week and 118,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is running 7.1% behind. Hog slaughter was estimated at 411,000, that compared to 422,000 last week and 319,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, hog slaughter is running 5.9% ahead. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.